It took almost a year to make the farmhouse inhabitable, during which time I lived in the south-facing wing, where at least the roof had held. While the workmen replaced the roofing tile by tile, I worked in the orchard, what was left of it, pruning and shaping and dragging down great wreaths of devouring mistletoe from the trees.
Selden paused in surprise. In the afternoon rush of the Grand Central Station, his eyes had been refreshed by the sight of Miss Lily Bott. It was a Monday in early September, and he was returning to his work from a hurried dip into the country. But what was Miss Bott doing in town at that season? Alone with this lonely stranger, she waited for his fumbled excuses, his departure. For now that the others had gone, it would be as it had always been. He would see her shyness, her stiffness, and it would frighten him. He would remember that he was alone with her. He would listen politely to whatever inanity she would manage to get out. As long ago as last December, lighting on buses and trains had been allowed again. Not that Judith ever travelled anywhere on them, because feet were cheaper than bus fares. But still, it was a sign of normal life returning. And as she walked home from work, she liked to see a bus go past her, all lit up with the passengers chatting to one another. So normal, so blessedly normal.
Little nut brown hair and big nut brown hair were down by the river on a summer's day. On a summer's day, there are colours everywhere. "Which blue do you like best?" asked Little Nut Brown Hair. Big Nut Brown Hair didn't know. There were so many lovely blues. "I think maybe the sky," he said.